Hello, my darlings. I hope y'all will excuse my voice. I lost it recently and it's just now coming back, so I figured now would be a good time to tax it with a long drawn out audio, right? So I wanted to tell you a story. So a few weeks ago, my libido was in overdrive, right? And I didn't really think too hard about why. I listened to a lot of audios. I masturbated a lot, and I dealt with it. Late in the week, a friend invited some of us over for, like, dinner and drinks and general revelry. How he usually words it is, we're all going to get drunk, naked, and lay in the road. So, of course, I go because, A, dude can cook, and I'm a fat kid at heart. B, he always has my favorite liquor stocked just for me. And C, I was feeling sociable. Now, I feel that I should mention that I'm very tactile with my close friends. Like, I'll randomly lay my head on their arm or their shoulder, you know, I casually play with their hair. I'm a hugger, you know? So when I get to the house, like, several people are on the porch and I'm saying my hellos. And my friend Jack is there, who I haven't seen in a while. And he's got this sort of sly grin that I love. And of course, I give him a hug that goes on for a little longer than normal people would allow, but he knows how I am. But then he turns his head and sort of like tucks his face into my neck and inhales real deep through his nose and then rumbles right into my ear. Oh, you need it bad, don't you? Now, two things happen in that moment. First, I realized that the reason that I'd been so insanely horny that week is because I was ovulating. See, Jack has an insanely keen sense of smell, and his party trick is that he can tell with, like, scary accuracy if a woman is on or approaching her period or in or approaching her fertile window just by sniffing her neck. So I wasn't coming up on Shark Week, so had to be the other one, right? Secondly, I decided that the fact that I had never fucked Jack was a tragedy. Absolute tragedy that must be remedied immediately. So these things are going through my mind rapid fire, but what actually comes out of my mouth is something along the lines of, well, if you're offering. And God, you should have seen his face. By the time he'd made it through reboot, I was going inside to greet our host, Frank. Now, Frank is a dear friend, and he's not quite old enough to be my father, but he's significantly older than me. And we've been friends for, like, more than 15 years, and I have never seen his dick, which makes me the record holder. And I mention it because I'm so fucking proud of this record, right? Like, most people make it about 15 minutes. I've made it 15 years. Do you understand what an accomplishment that is? Anyway, so I say hello to Frank, who, of course, has cooked enough to feed an army. And the bar looks like he knocked over a liquor store while he was at it. And there's a full bottle of Tequila Blanco in the freezer that no one has been allowed to touch until I got there. So I make myself a plate and I go into the dining room where more people are sat around the table eating, right? There's not an empty chair, so I hold my plate and I eat standing up because I'm a grown person. Now, do y'all want to know something that I learned entirely by accident? Now, I'm completely fine with this arrangement, right? I'm engaged in the conversation. Everyone's having a good time. There's nothing unwieldy or difficult to eat one-handed. One of the guys had offered me his seat when I came in, but I'm like, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. But as I stood there, every man at the table got more and more visibly uncomfortable until almost as a unit, they all stood up and offered me their seats and would not sit down again, even after I told them I didn't want them. So we ended up with me and every guy in the room standing up and a half dozen empty chairs around the table. One of them finally asked me, just please sit down so I can stop waiting for my father to smack me upside the head from beyond the grave. And I mean, you know, how do you say no to that? So I sat down. But y'all, I was so proud of my southern boys and their home training. They could not let a lady stand up and eat if there was an empty chair or if there was a seat that they could offer her. I was so proud of them. Anyway, after that, it was time for tequila. So Jack had wandered in to get another drink of his own, so I roped him into doing a shot of tequila with me, because that's who I am as a person. Now, white tequila, you can shoot straight, no chaser. Or I can. Anyway, Jack apparently cannot. So he made himself a drink and nursed that while I helped myself to a few more shots of tequila, because that's my jam. Now I can hear music from the living room, so I followed that sound with my bottle and shot glass and Jack in tow. So Frank is in the living room with his guitar, and he's surrounded by people playing some crowd favorites. Now, unlike most people, tequila does not make my clothes fall off, but it does make me think I can sing, and it does make my friendly touches linger a little and become a little bit more proprietary, not possessive, proprietary. I feel like that distinction is an important one. Anyway, poor Jack is just catching the full force of it, bless him. And to his credit, he made it through a full set's worth of me, like, running my fingers through his hair and draping myself across his shoulders. But I guess tipping over into his lap was the final straw, though, because he actually picked me up and carried me into the kitchen. Now, I normally don't like being manhandled like that, but I'd had just enough to drink, and I was feeling all warm and flushed and so turned on. And he put me down, and I had to, like, lean back against the counter to support myself. And he just stepped, like, right into my space, and, like, not quite touching, but I could feel the heat just rolling off of him. And his face was so close to mine, and he had this look in his eyes like he wanted to devour me. And I have never felt so desired in my life. And, of course, that's right about the time Frank walks in. But Frank is the coolest motherfucker ever, because all he said was, "Don't fuck in my kitchen, take it to the back room." Which was an excellent idea, because the back room was the furthest from all the people and had kind of been set up and stocked for such a purpose. So we made a beeline for the back room, and as soon as the door closed, Jack had me pressed up against it and was just kissing me, breathless, which was so nice. Was so, so nice. Oh. Anyway. So, yeah. That was very nice. But, like, so I pushed at his shoulders a little, and he stopped, and he let me go, and he stepped back. And I'm not gonna lie, seeing him standing there, breathing heavy, with his lips wet, and his dick just straining against his zipper, waiting for me to say something, that was one of the single hottest things I'd ever seen in my life. So I kick off my shoes and pull off my shirt and shimmy out of my pants until I'm down to my bra and underwear, and he's still just standing there. So I step back against the door and unfasten my bra and let it fall off and say, "I thought you were going to help me. I need it bad, remember?" And oh, that did it. I have never seen a man come out of his clothes so quickly before, ever. And then he was against me again, just hands everywhere, just all over, just hot. And he was lifting me, which, again, was nice, and encouraging me to wrap my legs around his waist and pulling my panties to the side and slowly, so fucking slowly, just pushing his cock into me. And, oh, fuck, it felt so, so good, so thick and hard and insistent, just stretching me and filling me up. And I must have moaned pretty loud because he put a finger over my lips to shush me. And he really should have known better because I immediately started sucking on it. And then it was his turn to moan. And he bit into my shoulder to like stifle himself, which of course made me clench around him and moan louder, which made him thrust harder. And it was just this giant feedback loop of just, oh, that feels good, I'm going to be loud, and oh, don't be loud, and just, oh, there was, that went on for longer than it probably should have. But finally, I was able to get my volume under control, clawing at his back and sucking marks onto his shoulder instead. And the angle was just right, and he was whispering just filthy, perfect things into my ear and just grinding against my clit with every thrust. And oh, it was so, so good. Just the fucking door unyielding against my back, and fuck, it was so good. So, so good. Oh. Just a little harder and a little faster with every time I'd bite into his shoulder or claw across his back, just just reacting to everything the other one did. But then he said that he was close, and that he didn't want to stop and ruin it for me, which is very considerate, and I appreciated that. Oh, but he was begging me to come, and to let him come, and y'all know what begging does to me. He said please, and it was so, so pretty. And he sort of whimpered right in my ear, and I just fucking... Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, and he came right after I did, and oh, he sounded so, so pretty. And he managed not to let the both of us end up in a pile on the floor, which I have no idea how, because I went completely boneless and was no help at all. But he got us safely to the couch, and he got us both cleaned up and disposed of the condom that I somehow missed the application of entirely. Full disclosure, the fact that responsibility was his default setting without us even having to have that conversation was kind of hot all by itself. And I probably could have gone for round two just from how he was looking at me lying mostly naked on the couch, but we'd already been gone too long, so we both got dressed and straightened ourselves up as best we could and went back to the party with a little secret smile, only for each other when no one else was looking.